teenage boy becomes an accused killer. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police in North Carolina say the 15-year-old suspect is in critical condition after yesterday's deadly shootings, killing two people in a neighborhood north of Raleigh, then three more along a walking trail.
An off-duty police officer who was on his way to work and a 16-year-old boy are among the dead. Police Chief Estella Patterson called it a senseless gun crime.
While we are grieving, Raleigh remains a resilient community, and we will get through this together.
Two others were hurt, including a 59-year-old who was in critical condition and a Raleigh police officer who was treated and released.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the motive remains under investigation. Police have not said how the suspect was injured. Just arraigned in New York, the man charged with murder in the hotel lobby killing of a father who was visiting his son's college in Poughkeepsie. Roy Johnson pleading not guilty to three counts, along with a second suspect who's also facing weapons charges. Johnson has just waived extradition to Georgia, where he has an outstanding warrant. A written tirade from former President Trump after the committee probing the Capitol riot voted to subpoena him yesterday. In a letter to the committee, Trump rips the members as political hacks and thugs, insisting again the 2020 election was stolen and that they should have been investigating that.
Chairman Benny Thompson of Mississippi says on the subpoena that Trump is the one person at the center of the story and that the committee needs to do everything it can to tell the complete story to stop an attack from happening again.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The committee plans to issue a final report before year's end. President Biden continues a three-day visit to Western states today, focusing on efforts to lower prescription drug costs. He meets with older adults at a community college in California and then heads to Oregon. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A heated debate in Michigan over books in school, pitting parental rights against concern about censorship and inclusiveness.
It's a scene that's playing out across the nation. Last night, it was Dearborn, Michigan, where tempers flared at a packed school board meeting over LGBTQ plus books in school.
We all know this is about erasing our LGBTQ students and staff. Criticism of age-inappropriate content is not criticism of the LGBT community.
It is an issue of sexually explicit, obscene, and lewd content.
Protesters also say the issue centers around parents' rights. So many people showed up to a middle school auditorium that there was an overflow room set up. All over six controversial books that have been pulled. Well, they're under review.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Russian president says his controversial call-up of reservists may be finished in about 2 weeks. There have been widespread protests over the draft in Russia. President Putin also suggesting it won't be necessary to continue stepped-up missile strikes in Ukraine. The Ukrainian forces continue a counteroffensive to reclaim more territory. A new civil lawsuit makes familiar allegations against NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson, accusing him of sexually assaulting a massage therapist while he was with the Houston Texans.
The suit filed Thursday in Harris County, Texas, alleges Watson contacted the victim over Instagram with a direct message asking for a massage at a Houston hotel room in December 2020. It goes on to say that the former Texans QB pressured her to perform sex acts, which have left her suffering from severe depression and anxiety since the alleged incident. Over the summer, Watson settled nearly two dozen other lawsuits filed against him. Only one remains outstanding. He is currently serving an 11-game suspension for violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy stemming from the many accusations. Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
Stocks are tumbling. The Dow's down 167 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.